Excellencies, distinguished panelists, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the United Nations Committee on Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People, represented here from the left to the right by the Ambassador of Namibia to the United Nations, by Minister Ambassador of Palestine to the UN, the Ambassador of Bolivia to the UN, Minister Councillor of the Permanent Mission of Indonesia to the UN. I would like to thank the speakers for the insightful presentations and the audience for the active participation over these past 2 days. During this conference, we have had the privilege of hearing from Palestinian, Israeli, and international experts on the status of the cultural and religious sites of Jerusalem, the challenges, recommendations, and way forward for the preservation of the Holy City's rich heritage as an important step in safeguarding hope for the two-state solution. Indeed, all the interventions stressed that the issue of preservation was quintessentially a political question and vital for attaining a peaceful and sustainable settlement of this conflict. I would like to thank all the experts and participants for having traveled to Geneva to share with us their knowledge and expertise in the question of Jerusalem. I also thank member states of the United Nations and the representative in Geneva, civil society, and the media who contributed to make this conference a success. We are glad to have had the opportunity to hear so many diverse and constructive views over the past 2 days. This conference has again highlighted the need for the international community to stand together and support the consensus on the question of Jerusalem. This is the sixth consecutive conference on Jerusalem organized by the committee with the support from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. I must highlight the opportune timing of this event, considering the urgency of the situation in East Jerusalem amid the worsening climate in the occupied Palestinian territory. On behalf of the committee, I would like to express our deepest gratitude for the support of the United Nations Office in Geneva. I would also like to thank the Organization of Islamic Cooperation for co-sponsoring this conference and its consistent support to the peaceful settlement of the question of Palestine. Finally, I would like to thank the Division of Palestinian Rights of the United Nations Secretariat for their valuable service in organizing these events. The chair's summary of this conference will be posted on the website of the committee at www.unispal.un.org, and a full report of the conference will be posted on the same website in due course. I thank you. I would like now to give the floor to the representative of the State of Palestine to the United Nations in New York, His Excellency Minister Riyad Mansour, to deliver his remarks. Mr. Minister, you have the floor.